B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
I choose. I'll give you honors.
Well, it's funny that you tell me about the Achilles, because, Ant, I had an injury nowhere near an Achilles injury, but it made me think. So this morning, I woke up, I'm getting out of bed, and the hangnail got caught onto the sheet and started to rip. And I, like you, like to just get things over with, so I just went for it. You know, I didn't like... It was gushing. But it, like, the hangnail hurts like a bitch, right? Like, it does not feel good.
Hangnail does hurt.
I agree. It's not a serious injury, right?
Right.
So it made me think this morning.
Did you got to, like, squeeze it all your might.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get the pain, get all the stuff, get the pain.
Yep.
And then just tape it.
Yeah, it feels tight. I didn't tape it. I took a shower. We're good.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, just boom, boom.
Yeah, I got you. You just go through it. Just do it. Rip it off a band-aid.
Right, and then squeeze it.
Yeah.
Anytime you ever get, I always tell him, I go, Moss, listen, you just squeeze it. That whole, you know.
Put pressure on it. Yeah,
it works.
But it made me think, like, is there anything worse? Like, is the stub toe worse than the hangnail?
Oh, wait, dude. You got something. You're going to go through.
Let me guess. The Lego.
Lego, dude. The Lego.
So I'm trying to, like, dude, if you could
haven't
rank,
lived
if
until
you could rank your five. Remember we did the goat list?
Yeah.
The goat list of the little injuries that hurt like a bitch. The hangnail ripping off. The stub toe. Lego's got to be on there. Paper cut in the right spot. Like, every once in a while, like, when I got stabbed by my plate, right? It wasn't even the stabbing that hurt. It was the fact that it was right at the fat roll. So if I ever sat down post-stabbing, like, and I, like, bent over, like, it would hurt immediately because it was right there. So if you get a paper cut in the wrong place, like, in a nice crease somewhere where you move your fingers and it hurts, like, that's up there.
And the paper cut, I don't know, the stub toe.
Stub toe.
Right?
Lego.
The Lego.
Lego step.
That's where you step on something. Dude, what did I step on? I go downstairs. Freaking Gooch. He's got this bone.
Oh,
this
no.
thing, this chew toy thing. And it's like an awkward thing. And I stepped on that motherfucker.
Oh, it hurt so bad.
I was like, what the? I'm screaming.
That's up there.
But the Lego, dude. Because you know what it is about the Lego? It's the plastic with edges.
And there's no give.
No.
There's no give,
and it
right?
just stabs your foot in multiple places.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you're going to fall. Oh, it's awful. That's a definite.
Can't wait. So that's one seed for you?
One seed.
So then it's really the hangnail or the stub toe. You go next.
I go stub toe.
I stubbed my toe the other day. Where, you know, obviously.
Stub toe can be up.
So we're in the process of the move, and the other day, Christina had to put away her clothes, so we still had all the suitcases out, because I just put them in suitcases, drove them over from the old house, and I stubbed not the big toe, but the baby toe, and the words that came out of my mouth, thank God my son was not home yet, even though he couldn't understand at this point, she was scared, because she's never heard me that angry before.
Oh, dude.
Oh, dude, the stub toe, I mean, it was bad.
Dude, you see
and it
stars.
Scratched a little bit, too, so there's a little blood.
You see stars,
man. I'm like,
man.
Why is it? Suitcase still out here?
Oh.
Just like the shoe that led to the stabbing.
Listen, along the lines of the Lego, Anthony's got a great one. The Matchbox car.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk about no give?
Or even the Army men. I don't know if they still had the, Anthony had... like these little toy animals and stuff. And you'd step on them and you...
All right, what about the bumping into the corner of the table? That's up there, too, because that leaves bruises sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if you get it near the knee.
Yeah.
Like the knee on the corner of the table is a, that hurts too, man.
Yes.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
That's about it, right? In terms of the everyday injury at the house. That's not a serious injury, but hurts like a bitch.
No, there's a finger one. What is the finger?
Like a jammed finger hurts.
But but I'm trying to think. I just had one recently, something stupid like that, that I went, mother father, that hurt.
Close
something,
the door?
Who was it? Well, that's real pain.
Because I found one of the doors in the new house.
Prediction pain.
Typically, you'd close the door pushing it, but this door, I have to pull it closed as I exit the premise. And it's not like a front door. It's a door in the basement. And my thumb got caught, and it hurt. Now, I just missed. It could have been a lot worse. I just escaped a little bit. What is it, a cabinet maybe? Is that what bothered you?
I'm trying to think. Oh, man. I don't know. I'll think about it. But that's a pain.
I mean, that was my morning thought. I woke up with, what am I stuck to? And it was my hangnail on the bed sheet. And I was like, well, I just got to get this over with.
Hey, you got to do that.
Yeah.
There's always kinds of things, especially when you have, like now you got the baby. When you got the babies, they got all kinds of things that contraptions and, you know, crazy.
By the way, this on the TV right now, live, Tiger Woods, quote, as of right now, I feel like I'm going to play. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Now I'm worried.
Why?
I don't want him to look awful.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I want the story to be great. You know, he comes back from the injury and he looks good.
It's hard to beat the Father's Day U.S. Open.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that was amazing.
I know. I just want him to,
He wins it. His son.
Yeah.
I mean, after that, to me, that's a wrap.
I just don't want him to look bad out there.
I don't care.
You don't care?
Nope.
Really?
No, I could care less, no.
Wow. All right.
To me, it's already done.
Yeah, this is a car accident.
Whatevs.
It's Augusta.
I give you whatevs. I'm keeping it real.
I'm rooting for Tiger.
And he's done. There's nothing to root for. Like, I rooted for him Father's Day, U.S. Open. That was it. That was awesome. Son, like I love. Listen, him and his kid. Like I love that. Speaks right to me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That speaks to me, dude.
By the way, one more.
But now it's over, though.
One more injury.
Like it's a wrap.
The Fink checks in, and it's funny he says it because I had one yesterday.
What's that?
The Charlie horse.
Yes,
I had one yesterday, dude. I'll be honest, I'm a bit of a freak. I think you and I have talked about this before.
So I like the Charlie horse.
Sometimes I try to go to the edge.
I do it all the time.
But I don't like it.
Like I like the Charlie horse.
You feel you like the pain?
Yes.
No, I like pushing the limit, but I don't want it to actually snap.
No, because I like doing it.
Yeah, you're a freak, dude.
No, I do. I mess with the Charlie horse all the time.
Yeah, you're psychotic. Thank God we're in separate rooms. Are you doing it right now?
Yeah, well, you know what I was trying to do?
You're like, trying to break your Achilles on air?
What?
Maybe it'll be a spike.
No, you're right. In that
could go viral.
No, because I was doing it. I was feeling my Achilles just bark at me, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
You won't tear your Achilles for us? Maybe I got the wrong guy.
Dude, at least I get it over with. Then I can repair, right? Finish my thing. I'm like $6 million man. I'm back. I got to get back. Right.
And then I'd root you on like Tiger.
Right. But I never had a comeback, man. Like Tiger had his, that was the moment. That was a great moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.